for persons in the Belmont report. And I tried to convince the commissioners. This was at one of our public meetings. So if you want to dig really deeply into the stuff, you can go and you can go find it in one of the public meetings. I tried to convince them to turn it into respect for autonomy, because persons didn't really get at what you wanted to get at, which is that you have to respect autonomy, right, in ever so many contexts. In what would become bioethics, what was becoming bioethics might be the way to put it. And persons is a very, very difficult concept in the literature on persons. I happen to know the literature on persons at the time quite well, because I had taught it in some of my classes. But the commission wasn't buying that. No, it's persons. And they had a decent reason for that. They said, look, we're a commission that has to deal with all kinds of persons, not just autonomous persons who become the subjects of research, right? So we don't want to block off persons who are not autonomous. Reasonably, it's a good point, right? So I accepted that point. I said, okay, fine, we'll make it respect for persons. But I said, I don't want to get into a lot of analysis of the concept of persons, because if I do, I'm going to write 50 pages, and you're not going to want to publish any of it, right? And so they were happy with that.